So I want to discuss the Mackenzie Harlow friendship, which was there were some strange vibes giving being given out from Harlow. Really rude vibes. And if you were Kate, I would have said Harlow was acting like a bitch to Mackenzie. But you're CJ, so I won't say that. I would say Harlow was acting like a little so-and-so all week when Mackenzie was trying to hang out with her.
I once heard a really great description for what she was acting out
Oh yeah.
as a pussy bum.
What? Like a face like a cat's bum. I've heard that expression.
Yeah, but I had a boss once that would say, "Look at her pussy bum."
I had a friend, my friend Connor hates the word pussy and even now I feel weird saying it because I know she doesn't like it. So there was a Machine Gun Fellatio song, that's a bad name, MGF, called Pussy Town, and she could never sing along to it. So we would go, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, we're going down to P Town. She could never say it. So I still flinch every time I hear that word because of her.
Well, this person that I'm talking about had like 15 cats, so it was actually about cats that she was talking about. But that's what Harlow was doing. She was pursing her lips together and just being like, oh, I'm not the center of attention.
And yeah, just because no one's talking about me and my prison wife life anymore doesn't mean you can't be involved in someone else's life.
Yeah, and I think like it's traumatic. A lot of the things she's been through are very traumatic, and I don't want to pretend that she's, you know, caused them or whatever. But
No.
she's come into town, like most people that have come into Ramsey Street with a dad in prison that's tried to kill everyone. She's come in to that. Her mum has died. Her stepdad at that point really has died. She's had been locked in a well. She's almost failed school because she got caught cheating.
And then she got kidnapped and taken to a marina and
Kidnapped.
given a coffee and a muffin.
Forgotten about that entirely. Kidnapped by an Uber driver, then broke up with a boyfriend, then she found a new
Oh,
boyfriend.
he tried to assault her, this new one.
He did. You get 5 points for that. And then she fell in love with her victim. She was a victim and she fell in love with her perpetrator in that sense. And then I think she lost her virginity to Hendrix, didn't she? Yeah,
Yeah,
she
on
did.
the on oh no, on not on Bum Island. They were
But
got they
before or
wanted to on
something.
Bum Island, it was later. When
Yeah,
she
but
was
then
sad because her mum died. She wanted to she had grief sex.
yeah. I mean, okay, fair enough. I don't know. I can't. You do you, Harlow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. My mum's still with us, so I don't know.
Everyone grieves differently.
Exactly. And then sleeps with this guy, falls in love in this big Romeo and Juliet thing, and he goes to prison and then gets shipped off to the army.
And also is rude to her when she was trying to find, when she found his hiding place. And
Exactly.
she's bringing him snacks and he's like, fuck off. I'm like,
Oh, she brought him cold coffee, let's be
well,
honest.
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to downplay. That is a
Actually,
lot of trauma.
the symmetry of that. You've got the Uber driver kidnapper who brings Harlow like a temperature appropriate beverage and a snack. And then you've got Harlow who brings her hideaway boyfriend cold coffee. The kidnapper was more caring.
Yeah, she's not like she is a very, I imagine she's quite book smart, Harlow, but I think she's missing like some social cogs
Yeah.
in some things. Yeah. But she has been the focus of everything for the whole time she's been on the show. Her grandfather is besotted by her. He makes the whole world spin around her. But, and she's looked around and realized that she's not the center of this gang anymore.
No, she's like, I've got a fringe and highlights now. Why is no one paying attention to me? And she's what she says later in the week is that the role she played in these friendships with Hendrix and Mackenzie, they are now playing to each other. She's like, no one needs me now. And it was a bit strange because I'm like, what else? Is that all you did in the friendship? You were the fixer. Like they people would come to you with problems and you would fix them.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, that's because Hendrix needs less fixing now that he's with Mackenzie.
And the Kennedys.
Oh yeah, the Kennedys are doing all the fixing, but he doesn't need. He kind of went off the rails, and now he's, you know, like he's next to the rails anyway, and he's doing year 13, and
Yeah.
he's going to become a chef.
And when he's stressed, he cooks. He's got an outlet.
He does. And but one thing I actually thought about is when we had Mackenzie. So Mackenzie hooked up we're going to talk about, obviously, Fierce later, but Mackenzie got Fierce and Hendrix together and she went off to go and see Harlow and she's really excited about it and it's super sad what happens and I'm sure we'll get to that. But I realized that actually the person who's lost someone is Hendrix. He used to have a girlfriend and a friend. And he used to have what's his face, Mackenzie's ex.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Richie.
Richie. He literally just has a girlfriend now.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any friends. Like, he has Sue's.
Mm.
And he used to have, like, you know, an arch nemesis at school. Yeah, that took up a lot of his mental space.
Whereas Harlow's got her bestie Ned that she goes and tells secrets to.
And probably Roxy. Like, they're pretty close.
Oh, yeah, she's really close to Roxy.
Yeah.
That moment, though, let's talk about it, because that did break my heart too when Hendrix is like, oh, you're in a good mood, and Mackenzie goes, oh, it's because I'm going to hang out with my best friend and I'm so excited and we're going to go and run an errand together. They were going to go and pick up early morning produce from the market for the Flamingo Bar event.
Which, when you are 18, what is better than running an errand with your friend? It is the best.
Yeah, at like a special one at 5 a.m. when the market's open or whatever it is.
Yeah, like, and you're in your car and you've got freedom and, like, somebody's probably paid for the petrol because, like, they're doing a favour for someone.
And, yeah, and they get to have a big chat in the car.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then
God.
She walks up the cul-de-sac and Harlow pulls up in Hermione. She's like, are you ready to go? And Harlow goes, oh, it's all done.
Yeah, she's like, I woke up early and I just thought I'd get it done.
You woke up early and you did your hair and you put on your nice dress. And you got ready for it. Like, in all that time, you didn't think to shoot a text to the person who'd made the appointment to come with you to say, but hey, I'm up.
Also, she said she had to study. She could have studied when she woke up and then gone. Yeah.
Yeah. She could have said, hey, the heat tool is on and heating. Do you want to go early?
Yeah. I was disappointed. Rude. I remember when I was early on in my motherhood journey and somebody said they were going to pop in after work and I was so bloody excited and they didn't come. And
oh my God.
I really, like, you know, they just had something else on. Like, it wasn't the biggest part of their month.
Yeah, so it's that balance. One person has put more weight on the event than the other.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And I really felt it for Mackenzie in that moment because I was like, oh, gosh. And, like, Mackenzie, like, helped Harlow through her mother's death because she, you know, had lived experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, come on, Harlow.
And also I do take the point. I forgot who raised it. I think it was Toadie or someone says to Mackenzie, like, well, okay, it is still weird that you're dating your friend's ex. She's like, yeah, okay, fine. Because Mackenzie, I think, wants to go, no, but everyone's fine, so we can move on. It's like sometimes people aren't fine later.
I mean, coming from Toadie, who conceived his child in front of his wife on Skype.
So, but then Mackenzie says, no, I do need you. Therefore, our problem is solved.
I really enjoyed their conversation, their dialogue, Toadie and Mackenzie, about the smartest person in Erinsborough. Did you catch that little cute line?
Adorable. But
yeah. And when
Toadie's like, well, you know, you've gone to the two smartest people in the Ramsey Street for advice.
Yeah, which is, I guess, Toadie and who was the other person? I can't remember.
Therese.
Okay, well, I mean, that's rude of Mackenzie anyway. Yeah. But she said, I don't know why you're bringing David and Susan into this.
It was great.
And and I really, you know, because, like, we've on this podcast several times, we've asked for Mackenzie's character to be explored, and I actually really enjoy those two together. I think it gives us something.
Yeah, and I like that they're
about her.
I mean, I know that it's not ideal to live and work with the same people, but I think they've got a nice dynamic at work and they've got a fun dynamic at home.
Yeah, but at least they're not related.
Yeah.
Like, they just live together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to talk about – let's talk about some people that are related and stuff. Let's go to the main pod. There's some stuff.
See you, Patreon.